Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series.
You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Gene Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Watch Hacks, streaming exclusively on Max, and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
We got that laughter for your soul. You're now tuned into the Frankie Quinones Show.
Hey, Carlos, I'm going to go to the store to pick up some pisto, homie.
I'll go get it for you.
Are you sure? Nah, come on, homie. You already scrubbed out the oil stains in the driveway, replaced the roof gutters. You know, you even put together my bed frame, homie, from the IKEAs. What was it called, eh? The mom or whatever. The mom. Yeah, that's how you say it, I think. But yeah, anyways, homie, that's neither here nor there. I just can't have you doing too many things, eh? Because I don't want you to, like, short circuit out or whatever, all right? So, you know, I can't have you go get the pistol too, homie.
Okay, I can stay here.
But if you insist, homie, I mean, you don't have to twist my arm like that. Nah, just playing. All right, here's some feria, homie. Thank you, all right?
Okay, creeper, I'll be back shortly.
Okay. Now it's time to visit some of my sites of the adult persuasion or whatever, eh? www.buffhina.com. Wait, what's going on? Ah, dang, homie, it says I need an update to a new operating system. Chale. I'll have to ask Carlos to fix this. Shit, what the? What was that? Oh, shit! No! Carlos! Carlos!
This is KULO News at 10, your number one news station in the county.
Good evening. I'm Rosalina Gutierrez with some breaking news. A hit-and-run accident leaves a robot and a neighborhood in pieces. Our own Arnie Argwell is at the scene. Arnie?
Yes, Rosalinda. Around 4:30 this afternoon, residents heard a crash. Witnesses say the unidentified driver of the vehicle sped off in a white utility van, and police are going door-to-door to obtain as much information as they can. The victim is identified as Carlos the Robot. And I must warn you, some of the images you're about to see may not be suitable for children.
So I heard a boom, and I was like, dang. At first, I thought it was a transformer, but then I checked the house, and we didn't lose any electricities. So then I came out, and I saw a pile of busted electronics all over. Dang. My kid said it was Carlos, so I go, oh, yeah, you're right. Dang. Carlos is he's the only robot on the street, eh? So I feel bad for that fool creeper. You know, I can't imagine losing a robot. Or even owning a robot. Dang.
Thank you, everybody, for being right here right now. I'm just gonna say a couple words about my homeboy, Carlos. Carlos was a homie, eh? I remember the first time he came to my life, eh, from Ramtech. I didn't know what to do with it. You know, so I thought, hey, just ask it questions, you know, like, hey, Carlos, how do I keep my albondigas from breaking apart, eh? And he said,
He said, don't stir it. You know, just wait till it cooks. Cooks more, homie. Or he said, cooks more in his robot voice. I'll never forget it, eh? You know, and one time, baby, and I said, for you, I said, hey, Carlos, name all the movies with Woody Harrelson's in it, homie. And riddle me this, eh? He did, homie. He named all of them. And I had forgot about the animated ones, too, homie, like Free Birds, eh? And, you know, to tell you the truth, I like that one, homie. That was a firme película right there.
That was a good movie.
But even though it's there with Rotten Tomatoes, they give it like 20%, homie. But that's neither here nor there because I still liked it. So that's what's up. But if you knew Carlos, homie, you knew that, you know, one of his favorite pastimes is to ram, eh? A lot. And it's like his favorite thing to do or whatever. I think it was because he was so smart, eh? Because he's a robot, you know? And, like, smart people, they ram a lot, eh? Just because, like, the intelligence or whatever. Because, yeah, that fool even rammed the washing machine, eh? The dishwasher. One time I even saw him get down with a vacuum, homie. He pulled the little hose out and put his robot palito in there. And, yeah, he was getting all crazy. Just, But, yeah, that was a sight to see. One of the many, many memories that Carlos, you know, has left with us, homie. He was a special robot, homie. But more importantly, he was a great friend, eh? You know, and it was an honor to donate his parts, eh? So his spare parts, you know, were donated to the electronics community out there.
Oh, that's cool.
So next time you use your electronic device, eh, you know, chances are you're going to have a little piece of Carlos in there. So, you know, next time you log on or whatever, how you do, just remember the homie, all right? And never forget him, eh? All right, rest in peace, Carlos. I hope there's a lot of robot hyenas in heaven for you to ram. Arato.
Do you know my Jesus? May I introduce you to him? A help in times of trouble, who stays close through thick and thin.
Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series. You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Jean Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with Hacks writer and actor Pat Regan, on how their improv experience helped them when shooting scenes and what it was like writing scripts for specific actors.
You'll also hear from crew members like the costume designers on what it was like creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Hear stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and more. Watch Hacks streaming exclusively on Max and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
We got that laughter for your soul. You're now tuned in to the Frankie Quinones Show.
This one's for the best robot I've ever known. Just for you, Carlos.
He loved to party. He loved to ram. He once stuck his hollow in a four-door sedan. Some called him obscene,
once stuck his hollow in a washing machine. Fire. Fire Don Carlos, making a promise we'll keep, to find out who killed you and bury them deep. Now he is gone, taken too soon, in robot heaven, ramming. Carlos was friendly, Carlos had class, but that wouldn't stop him from ramming that ass. Everybody, Viacom deals, Viacom Carlos, making a promise we'll keep, to find out who killed you.
The streets are hot tonight, foo. Not only temperature-wise, but everyone wants to know who killed Carlos, foo. The police say it was an accident, but nah, that's no accident. First off, the alleged hit and run happened right outside my lady's house, foo. At 4:30, or about like 4:34, around there, we were macking all crazy in her room, foo. Just going in, and you know, she was on top, foo, like kind of like grinding on me, you know. And I was trying to reach around, foo, to like undo her bra and everything, but I couldn't reach it, foo, because you know, she's kind of a bigger type, where she's a gordita, foo. That's another reason I love her and everything. So I had to ask her, like, hey, mija, can you get up? Mija, hey, can you get up? Because I can't take it off from here.
You're messing up the moment right now.
And I won't take long. I just don't have like long enough arms and everything to like unhook it from the back right now.
You're stupid. No, I'm not in the mood, Junior.
Oh, come on. We could still be in the mood. You just have to get up real quick. Because actually, I can't feel my legs right now either. That's when I heard the crash, dude. So I went outside, and I saw the wreckage. By this time, the van was already blocks away, but I noticed the tire marks. The tread was unusual, foo. The tires are seat tight for sure, homie. And, you know, those usually go on cargo vans. And the pattern of the tread looked like they're all-terrain tires, foo. And if I'm not mistaken and everything, these are top-of-the-line BF Goodrich, foo. Now, I know a lot of companies around here that, you know, they're not trying to spend that kind of fetty on tires, foo. But there is one company who can afford it, and that's Ramtech. So, yeah.
This just in, regarding the sudden death of our beloved robot, Carlos. Statewide, similar incidents have occurred with the same model and year of the robot. Consumers statewide are calling foul play. Let's take you live to a press conference with the police chief, Meow.
All right, settle down.
Now that we know the utility van is from Ramtech, will there be any charges officially made?
We have questioned the company, and they're being very cooperative. However, although we've identified the vehicle, we still need to determine the motive here.
Hundreds of similar cases have been filed involving the same year and model like Carlos. So some believe that Ramtech has purposely destroyed their old models to make consumers purchase newer models. Is there any truth to this?
I'm not in the business of hearsay. To be honest, some of that sounds, like a little malarkey to me. But allow us to do our due diligence and we'll assure you we'll get to the bottom of this.
Let's check in with Arnie at City Hall, where protests are getting out of hand. Arnie?
Yes, Rosalinda. I'm here outside of City Hall, where the police chief has just held a press conference, and people are very emotional. Let me speak to somebody here. Hi, sir. Can I speak to you for a moment? What brings you out here today?
You know, I just want justice for Carlos, man, you know? And the rest of the so-called, like, outdated robots out here have been mercilessly discontinued, like, all of a sudden by the very, like, corporation that created them. It's fucking bullshit, man.
Well said. Rosalinda, the diversity out here needs to be mentioned. We have little homies with signs that say justice for Carlos. We have regular-sized homies with anti-Ramtech banners. We even have several members of the Partisan community here. Aphrodushi, what brings you here today?
Some people say they protest, bro. They no protest, bro. They no protest. Okay, they say, oh, I have little sign. Okay, maybe I get megaphone, bro. Okay, maybe I hold hands and sing Kumbaya, bro. That's bullshit. Okay, when I protest, bro, I march. I pass out flyer. I make pins. I paint face. I sit in. I organize strike at factory, bro. Okay, I write congressman, bro. Boycott everything. Ramtech, bro. No bullshit. I call my mother every day, bro, to tell her to protest, bro.
Thank you, Aphrodite. Let's check in with our own Max Peterson in the KULO chopper. Max?
There are literally thousands of people here at City Hall, but even more protesters gathered around the Ramtech headquarters. It is a frenzy. I haven't seen this many people out since Day on the Green Festival 1983, where I saw both Eddie Money and Bryan Adams on the same bill. That was a great show, hell of a show. But if you want my unbiased opinion, I do believe that Ramtech is at fault here. Corporations have been doing shady shit for a long time. Excuse my French, but they've been caring about profits over people for years. And it's time for that to change. It's time to send a message to them. And I tell you what, Rosalinda, if I could kamikaze this chopper right into the headquarters, I would. But it is what it is. Back at you.
Oh, thank you so much, Max. Now in studio, we have the spokeswoman for Tia Donna. That is Cynthia Kamansky to speak on the topic. Cynthia, how are you?
Well, thank you so much, Rosalinda. It's an honor to be here and be the spokesperson for Tia Donna. Yeah. And, you know, although this time may be dark, and, you know, it's corporations always take advantage of people and everything, there is some, you know, silver lining here, which is that people are coming together. And it's just beautiful to watch, you know. There's been just a long division amongst little homies and regular-sized homies, and now we don't see that when people come together for things like that. You know, and you see the little homies, regular-sized homies, black, white, Asian, Latinos. You know, the truth is we're all little homies in the eyes of the big monster corporations that try to eat us up. So I just want to just put some light on just, we're coming together and we're going to get through this against Ramtech. Okay, so thanks for having me, Rosalinda. And, you know, and anybody can put in a code, and that's little homies and regular homies unite at tiadonna.com for a discount. Okay? Yeah.
Man, I'm tired of these corporations taking advantage of the little homies
and the big homies and the regular size homies.
Bullshit. I'm tired of these corporations preying on us. No loyalty, no honor, all profits, no trust. I'm a little homie using technology every day, buying all these products just to stay in the game. But then it's like, sorry, your charger's been discontinued. Forced to buy some more shit, getting played for a fool. But now it's time to take a stand and fight back and call out these evildoers at Ramtech. We about to put you on blast, cause we all know you're the ones who took out the homie Carlos, the hood's favorite robot forever and a day, the one who had our back in the world of technology. Little homie, big homies unite. Even regular size homies are down for the fight. It's time we all get our respect and take down the monster they call Ramtech. Little homies, big homies unite. Even regular size homies are down for the fight. It's time we all get our respect and take down the monster they call Ramtech. Man, we all know you did Carlos dirty, homie. We about to unite. Big homies, little homies, regular size homies. Time we fight back against this monster they call Ramtech. Rest in peace to the homeboy Carlos.
Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series. you'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Jean Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with Hacks writer and actor Pat Regan, on how their improv experience helped them when shooting scenes and what it was like writing scripts for specific actors.
You'll also hear from crew members like the costume designers on what it was like creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Hear stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and more. Watch Hacks streaming exclusively on Max, and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
We got that laughter for your soul. You're now tuned into the Frankie Quinones Show.
All right, hey, thanks everybody for coming to today's class, homie. You guys did pretty good, eh? Some of you need to get better, obviously, because I see that your mind's elsewhere. But let's bring it back, homie. Let's get centered right now, you know what I'm saying? So let's breathe in some positivity. Exhale negativity on me. Chale with that dumb shit, eh? Because most important thing, homie, don't ever act like you have things figured out, eh? Because you have to forever be a student, homie. Because a lot of times fools be like, oh, look, that looks cute or whatever. They see a hippo, homie, you know, like a hippo, and they're like, dang, like that fool, like he looks like you could hug him. But hippos are actually in the top five animals that kill humans, eh? The statistics are pretty high on it, but like lo and behold or whatever, a hippo will fuck you up, homie. So don't try to hug it. You know, just stay in your lane, homie, and appreciate the hippo from a distance, eh? All right? Just like how like your mother-in-law or your lady's mom, you know, just appreciate her from the distance, eh? Because if you get in there too much, then she's going to be all up in your business, eh? And she'll, you know, the last thing you want, eh, is for, like, your mother-in-law or your Haina's mom to start texting you, homie. That's when you know, like, oh, your life is over, eh? Because you're going to be, like, you know what I mean? It's like you're just being monitored all the time, homie. So what I'm saying is you could still appreciate that person's beauty, homie, from a distance like you would a hippo, eh? Just don't go try to get too close or hug it. Because then, you know, you'll probably die, homie. So, you know, nobody wants that, homie. They want you here living, thriving, you know, and, like, you know, having a good job, hopefully. Maybe you don't have a job right now, but that's neither here nor there, homie. The point is that, you know, you have Spotify or whatever, however you're listening to this, or iTunes. So something's going good in your life, eh? So that's what's up, all right? So un chingo de gracias, homie, for, you know, representing with Cholo Fit and for being here. And, you know, for respecting, you know, your surroundings and the planets and everything. And, you know, just watch out for those hippos, eh? And, you know, just, you know, try to avoid your Haina's mom texting you, all right? So, hey, keep thriving, keep shining, keep representing to the fullest. And know that no matter where you're at, homie, know that Creeper loves you, eh? All right? So, what's up?
Muchísimas gracias, gente, for tuning in to another episode of the Frankie Quinones Show, presented by Will Ferrell's Big Money Players Network. Shout out to the homies Hans, Olivia, Nick, the homie Erndog here in the studio, James Fritz, Kevin Kamiya, Bobby, DJ Muggs, the legendary Soul Assassins Familia. You know how we do, homie. Thank you for giving Raza an opportunity on the Get Down. And if you get a chance, homies, go ahead and rate and review the podcast or continue living your life. We'll see you on the next episode of the Frankie Quinones Show. That's what's up right there.
This call will be recorded and monitored. I have a collect call from
Ruben.
Hey, primo, what's up, homie? Are you okay in there or what?
Yeah, homie, I'm alright, homie, but fuck yeah, that pill went down fucked up, homie. I fucked up a few of them motherfuckers, homie. Fuck Ramtech, homie. Fuck that shit, homie. Boy, they took Carlos, homie.
I know, eh? But now he's in robot heaven or whatever, homie. Hey,
yeah, but still, homie, no, that shit don't fly with me, homie.
I know, homie. Well, yeah, other gente has said that you knocked out like 6 or 7 of those fools, and like they were all in business suits, but they were just laying right there, like, you know, looking dumb.
Yeah, you know how we do it, primo. I mean, that's just the way we take care of business, man. But hey, man, when you can't do that for me, homie.
Yeah, no, I'm on my way over there, homie. I'm gonna go to the bail bonds or whatever, and then, you know, we're gonna bail you out, eh? So we'll have an asada tomorrow, and then be like, even though you only been there for like 2 days, we'll still make it like, hey, welcome home, you know?
Yeah, no, it's all good, carnal. I'm kicking it right with the homies, homie. So no pedo.
All right, carnal. That's what's up. I'll see you soon.
All right, let's watch you.
Órale.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.